Building the Bridge as You Walk on It. A Guide for Leading Change. Author, Robert E. Quinn. From Normality to Exceptionality. Every human being needs to undergo an intellectual journey that will span the remaining course of their life and help them develop their emotional and character integrity. Most people of all positions often behave in a normal style termed as the normal state. In that normal state, people are comfort-centered, externally directed, self-focused, and internally closed. When people shift to a deeper state of being, they ascend to a higher state of mind, which we call the fundamental state. In this state, they become purpose-centered, internally directed, other-focused, and externally open. The fundamental state of leadership paves the way for the personal change, which leads to the organizational change. Becoming purpose-centered. In our journey toward purpose, we experience meaning and become filled with more positive emotions. Becoming internally directed. As we move towards purpose, we feel better about ourselves. We begin to transcend our own hypocrisy, bridging the gap between who we think we are and who we think we should be. Becoming other-focused. As our sense of achievement and integrity increases, we feel more secure, less selfish, more willing to put the common good ahead of self-interest. Becoming externally open. When we meet our needs for increased achievements, we gain confidence and realize that we can find our way forward in an uncertain, changing world. When we acquire such adaptive confidence, we open our gates to all forms of feedback. Personal revitalization. It's difficult to stay in the fundamental state as we tend to get fatigued and we then relapse to the normal state. However, it's staying in the normal state that leads to a loss of energy and ultimately to slow death. This is the paradox of the normal state. In clinging to comfort and safety, we lose precisely what we seek to preserve. When we commit to leaving our comfort zone and seeking deep change, we experience a renewal that revitalizes all aspects of our relationships. Transforming others by transforming self. Leadership has little to do with the formal position we occupy in an organization. Entering the state of leadership is an option for all of us, and doing so can empower us to have influence. To enter the fundamental state of leadership is to reverse the cycle of slow death. This state unleashes a variety of positive emotions that broaden awareness and expand thinking, vision, and understanding. The energy and moral power of the people who are in the fundamental state of leadership tend to be contagious. In our self-transformation, we become living symbols of change. People around us are attracted to empower themselves. This leads to emergent organizing and initiates a new kind of change in the system in which no one leads in the traditional sense. A new view of leadership. There are four increasingly complex and dynamic ways of seeing leadership. Each one represents a specific level. 1. The statistic view. This view uses the trait approach, which desires to establish or improve leadership, desired characteristics or traits. For example, we say that the company needs people who are bold, self-disciplined, responsible, active, and committed. This approach assumes that leadership can be understood and developed by breaking it into parts. In reality, effective leadership tends to incorporate a dynamic whole that includes contradictory qualities. 2. The polar view. With leadership, moving from single traits to a set of polarities allows us to look at leadership from a more dynamic perspective. When observing a leader, we use a positive opposition or polarities to observe what's going on. 3. A competing values view. Competing values help us see the polarities that tend to operate in the social world. Organizations are dynamic, living systems, and people must have a great adaptability and exhibit a complex array of behaviors to manage or lead. 4. An integrated view. With this view of leadership, a set of 8 new concepts for describing leadership is created. Each of them represents a creative state. 8 practices. The fundamental state of leadership is a creative state of being that we may engage in, leave for a while, and re-enter again. There are 8 practices that help us capture the essence of the fundamental state of leadership. The 8 practices are 1. Reflective action. It was Plato who once argued that the unexamined life is not worth living. To this, someone once responded, "Yes, and the unlived life is not worth examining." Reflective action is a concept that combines both arguments. 2. Authentic engagement. People who are engaged are involved, but people who are too involved, however, may lose perspective and integrity and run the risks of compromising themselves. 3. Appreciative inquiry. Appreciative inquiry is a kind of constructive questioning that brings forward what people care most about and that invites their commitment and creativity. The challenge is to be virtuous and engaged, authentic and committed. 4. Grounded vision. People, in order to move forward in a positive way, need a system of meaning. They need a grounded vision. A vision that truly inspires others is achieved by working through the people for whom the vision is intended. 5. Adaptive confidence. Adaptive confidence encourages people to pass through uncertain situations because they have a higher purpose and are confident that they can learn and adapt as they move forward. 6. Detached interdependence. This concept requires that we consider our relationships from a higher level of maturity. Practicing detached interdependence requires transcending the need to be in control, thus allowing others to find and express their full capabilities. 7. Responsible freedom. Freedom is one of the most central human values, but we fail to grasp the intimate connection between freedom and responsibility. The balance is to be spontaneous and expressive, and to be self-disciplined and responsible. Achieving this balance allows for higher levels of awareness and capacity. 8. Tough love. A person can be compassionate and caring, but when these positive qualities are taken too far, the person becomes indulgent and permissive. Similarly, a person who is assertive and bold becomes, in the extreme, oppressive and overbearing. The challenge is to be simultaneously compassionate and assertive, to practice tough love. Stages of self-change. First, we must change ourselves by choosing to enter the fundamental state of leadership. Second, we help others to change themselves by helping them to enter the fundamental state of leadership. Although the first step naturally gives rise to the second one, our experience in step one alters how we understand and go about the process in step two. After years of studying what people do to pull out of negative routines and addictions, researchers found that people tend to go through six stages: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance, and termination. Stage 1. Pre-contemplation. We may have a problem in this stage, but we don't yet see it as a problem. Every one of us has negative routines or self-defeating behaviors. Others may see the problem clearly, but we do not. Stage 2. Contemplation. It occurs when we start to think about taking an action. We begin to want to change how we feel about ourselves. Stage 3. Preparation. We have already made some change. We have stopped denying our need to change. We have gathered some information, and usually we have made some adjustments in our behavior. Yet we are not quite ready. Stage 4. Action. We start engaging in new patterns of behavior. Stage 5. Maintenance. Maintenance comes when we consolidate the progress we have made in the earlier stages. We put energy into guarding against relapses. Stage 6. Termination. In this stage, the old behavior is no longer a temptation, for we have lost all desire for the negative pattern.